All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's hump day! And also a Wednesday, way back Wednesday.
And it's hump day.
And Valentine's Day, and Barry wore red.
You like that?
No, but it's...
You don't?
It's festive, I guess.
This microphone is...
Shall I give you some time alone while you play with your microphone?
It's hump day, and it's hump day, right?
And you just... pulled the whole thing out.
Dang, did it break again?
Wow.
Yeah, well, you did.
You're talking about the microphone, right?
Yep.
I don't know what's going on here, but
they're
Raheel
just
going
to have to super glue that microphone.
Yeah, Raheel broke it, damn it.
Does Raheel have the same issues?
Your microphone?
About keeping his microphone up? I don't know.
You're literally carrying it. Oh, man, I can't wait till we get on video.
He does commercials, I think, about keeping his microphone up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Bunch of does. Crap, yeah. I don't deserve this right now. I just want... God bless America.
Okay. So while Barry fixes his microphone, I'll explain that we're all here, present and accounted for. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects. We will be here till 4 o'clock entertaining
you. What up, H-Town?
I did that already.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
I was a little distracted with this stupid-ass microphone.
Yeah. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you that are worthy and fit the bill. And if not, hey, celebrate another way. We'll have a story later that Pornhub Premium is free for the day. So I
saw that on the list.
I put that for Nick saying, hey,
if
happy
I would
days
have known that,
again.
I would have called in sick.
Honestly, I don't know if there's that much a difference between the premium and the regular. Is there that really?
Oh,
much
difference?
Yeah, there is.
Is
I'm there? Told.
Is it HD quality or what is it?
I think it's HD
no, you
quality
get the
on the
HD.
Regular.
Yeah, so then what's the difference
that's
with
what
premium?
I'm saying.
Who really needs porn in HD anyways? I mean, really? Are we that picky nowadays?
I'm okay with
if you
porn
gave
in
me
HD.
Some SD porn, I'm all right.
You want some Dolby sound with that?
No, I don't even use the sound. No. Dude, who watches porn with the sound up, by the way? That's just creepy.
With the sound up?
Yeah, do you use the sound?
Absolutely. What do you
really?
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't?
That's creepy. I feel like if I accidentally butt dialed somebody and then they're going
to
know.
They put audio in the video and you think it's creepy to use it.
Yeah. Totally.
I don't get that.
I'm completely sound down guy.
So you like it when they talk
zero
to the screen
on the
like
volume.
They're talking to you?
Yeah. Sound effects
POV.
And everything. Yeah.
Zero
POV.
On the volume.
That's, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's weird to have the sound
is it?
Up. Yeah.
That's a first for me, man.
Really?
Never, yeah.
In the rare instance.
Because no dude ever says anything cool in there. So then you got to hear that guy talking, and I don't want to hear that guy talking.
Plus, in the rare instance, you get the voice of a traffic personality or Rosie Perez, it can ruin the entire experience as well.
Yeah, I just don't want
to
hear
to each their own, I guess. I mean,
hey,
I, yeah.
Nick. Big boy.
No.
They don't sound like that, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's kind of weird? What are you watching? Wow.
Well, I couldn't do Rosie Perez. But yeah, by the way, speaking of porn, you picked up Love and Laughter with our good friend Beth from Darling Way.
Beth Liebling, yeah, creator of Darling Way. She has a show on Saturdays, and there's a book on the table.
And I literally thought that you were making it up as you dove in and started
and
delving
I,
through the pages.
I grabbed the book and I walked out and I asked Tyler, did you guys go through the book at all today because it's Valentine's and I'm sure this is chock full of quality information? And they said, no, they didn't. So I was like, okay, well, let me skim through here a little bit. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to need a moment alone to read Love and Laughter because Beth, there's a whole chapter on self-pleasure and self-love with pictures and descriptions. Did you know that animals self-pleasure?
Come on.
That's on page 73. Dolphins, elephants, monkeys, and penguins do it too.
What?
Just yeah. Get to your page 69 or whatever when you read that one sentence.
Page 78.
There you go.
On self-love.
Yeah.
It's not 3 o'clock yet, so I don't feel bad because the kids aren't in
but
the car.
But earmuffs just in case.
Yeah, if you've got kids in the car, probably today not a good day mm-hmm. to have us on. Mm-hmm. Kick the kids out of the car.
That
you definitely
warning came 7 minutes too late.
You definitely yeah. need
make
to keep...
Make them walk.
Yeah, after we've already talked about porn. Yeah.
Make them walk.
Yeah, make them walk. You definitely want to keep listening. I'm not saying turn the station. I'm saying get rid of the kids. You know, drop them off, call an aunt, let them pick them up. Today could be a weird, wild, wacky day. Page 78, it's on self-love. And it says, I don't even know if I can read this.
I would just say the P word.
Here's,
just say P.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what's crazy is that I'm reading this. And you guys know me. I don't get embarrassed easily on this show. I will say just about anything and not care. I'm kind of embarrassed to read this.
Really? Now, did you find the book on the table?
Or laying right in the middle of the
console. The book was here. And you're not worried about germs right now?
No. Oh. I'm not putting the book in my mouth. What are you talking about?
Saying, being the germaphobe that you are, I would think you wouldn't touch
that. Well, but Barry, if
someone
saw the pictures you were looking at previously and decided it was late
night.
If
that's what they want to get off to.
97.5 overnight shift.
Really? With all the computers in here, they would rather look at an illustration of a Virginia?
Think about this.
I don't think so.
Think about this, okay? What? Think about the people that you're talking about.
Okay.
Barry Warner can barely use a computer just to get through a show. Do you think he's going to go for the book
no,
or he's going to go for the computer?
You are right. I think Warner still reads, like, Penthouse Forum.
Yeah.
I bet
he probably still has old VHSs.
I bet you he would look at porn on, like, a ViewMaster. You remember those as a kid where you would just put the little circle disc in and click through picture by picture?
I don't even know what that is.
I bet you he reads porn off of a telegraph. It's like, stop. Take your pants down. Stop. Wait, did you want me to take them down or did you want me to stop? I'm confused. What do you want me to do?
I know based on that time that I was out and you guys had him in and he took his shirt off.
I don't know what Barry Warner masturbates to, like, carrier pigeons. It's like, what are you wearing right now? And then he sends that off and he's got to wait 4 days. He's got to wait 4 days for the pigeon to come back. And it's like, a dress. Damn it. I need a more description than that. Let me ask her another question. It takes me like 14 months to masturbate.
Not to mention the fact, based on when I was out that time and you guys got him with his shirt off in here.
Oh, my God.
You would think just to get down to business, he would have to go do the get the weed whacker out just to find it.
Yeah, he's a hairy dude. But this is talking about what does your Virginia feel like? It's descriptive. And this is talking about self-love. Yeah, I can't even read it, Joel. I can't. I can't read what this says.
The first sentence you read to me, you can read everything but that word.
It's like, take a digit and you ever scooped peanut butter out of the jar, Nick?
Yep.
With your finger?
Mm. Nope.
That's the first sentence.
Really?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, Beth. I can't. Wow.
I looked at Barry and I go, you're making that up.
Yeah,
he didn't think
I really
the proper
I thought you were messing with me right now,
nope.
Honestly.
No, she uses the P word.
Dip your finger into your
P word.
Virginia.
Really?
First sentence.
But doesn't say Virginia. Like, it's the P word.
I was like, wow, Beth. Like, I was thinking, we should get her on this show.
Yeah, we should.
Because she's
a professional,
not embarrassed.
Though. She knows how to.
That's
she knows
what I'm
how
saying. She doesn't act like a child like
exactly.
we do. She's going to be
exactly.
like, grow up, guys. And rightfully so. She should definitely tell us that.
I've submitted a question to her show before,
but
this I forgot
book,
what it was.
I bet you have.
You need to get this book.
I would.
Listen, if your sex life sucks, well, or doesn't suck, whatever the case may be.
Or you enjoy that.
I'll just read you the chapters. Okay, I'll try to clean them up a little bit. Welcome, Once Upon a Time, Darling Way, your romantic show. You and your sexy power is the next section. How could we know what we want? Chocolate. Sensual time, hot spots, oh yeah, we're going down, self-pleasure and self-love, masturbation, sexy power, another lover, island hopping, and building a bridge. Now, that was just the relationships part. Now we get to the sex. What is sex? Foreplay? Getting wet.
You previewed on the fly
sexy
again.
Sexy fun 101, mix and match basics. Respect the rooster. Oral sex and orgasm. Invigorating our relationships, the paradox of relationships, relationship recharging, demystifying kink, the prop closet, but what?
Oh, no.
And not with the 1T. Not with the 1T.
No, got that.
And like a virgin.
No wonder Dell did this show for free on Saturday nights.
I'm seriously thinking about reading this because I could probably learn a lot. I'm not even joking. This is fascinating to me. She's like the Houston version of Dr. Ruth, only much cooler. Much cooler. I'm going first, I see.
Yeah, so the Wayback Wednesday on a Valentine's Day is Valentine's-y-like themed songs, pre-2000. Nick is still working on his. As we continue to roll, Barry has the first hour, throws the Ghetto Boys right out there.
Gangsta of
first
love.
Time. In slot number one. And we'll continue to play these throughout the
what about
the three
my slot?
Show.
What about
know.
My slot?
Ask
don't
Beth.
Talk about my slot. Is
just,
it showing?
Hey, ask Beth. It's okay. Chapter 5, page 46.
I'm fascinated by this book now. I'm going to read it.
Hey, Barry.
I'm going to be so good in bed when I'm done.
Hey, Barry. Welcome to
Darling Way. Give yourself a hand. There you go.
Barry, when you're alone at night.
Oh, my goodness.
Find your darling way.
I wonder if this is about the Watergate scandal. Who was the? What was the snitch's name in the Watergate scandal that broke it?
No way. Not even close. Not getting me, buddy. All right. It is just getting started on a Valentine's Day of the Usual Suspects. You want to join the show? Please do, because you can break up this monotony. 713-780-3776, HR and P listener line, where you can call or text. You can hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick with a Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Just getting going. Here, it's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. Friend want to get with it. It's only one piece of meat, but y'all can split it.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the second segment of The Usual Suspects. We were talking before the break about Valentine's Day things.
About love.
Love and laughter.
Free love.
This is going to be a really inappropriate show.
It is.
The whole thing has to be.
You've been warned.
I just told you guys in the break, so I'm checking the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge page, and Mo, who normally has the tip of the day, well, don't take that literally, but he posts a picture of nothing but hearts in the background, and today's tip is just simply love your body today.
That's a good tip.
After what you read, I can't even retweet, I repost that.
According to Beth's book, Love and Laughter, page 74. Again, if you got kids in the
you're
car.
You're previewing this on the fly again.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to be respectful of the delicate ears that might be out there. But if you got kids in the car, I'm just going to tell you again, we'll probably need to warn everybody every segment. But this is not the day to be listening to The Usual Suspects with kids in the car. I'm warning you now. Masturbation isn't addictive. That's according to Beth. It also isn't cheating. And hear, hear on that. I've known women that think it's cheating, which is the most ridiculous 85%
thing. 85% of the women out there.
You think most women think it's cheating?
Absolutely.
If you watch porn or if you just do it and use your imagination?
If you watch porn,
I'm with Nick.
I would make the argument that I feel... That's just my unexpert opinion. I think it's somewhere in the 85%.
Oh, I'm curious your expert opinion.
All right.
You get your PhD.
Lady suspects, I want you guys to call us if you think it's cheating. Or if you don't. I don't care. Whatever. Just call us.
Yeah.
And give your 2 cents on... I want to know. I want to find out. Or just text us or tweet us. Whatever. You don't have to call.
You really Some of you are might make be this embarrassed. A dirty show,
I am. It's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay,
Tyler had the best idea of all.
Yep.
Okay? And Tyler said that we should take Beth's book and highlight some passages and make Trey read them. And I am totally down with that.
Speaking of Trey, that is going to happen today. And I think we should. Because speaking of Trey, I walked in at the absolute worst time today because the door was open to... SportsMap 94.1, and Joe George and Ron were talking to Trey. Trey, of course, strategically wore another T-shirt with a very low neckline so that he could show his war wounds from his new girlfriend. So then they had to start asking him what happened. And he's going into detail about how she bit him, and then he was like, yeah, that'd be dope. And then after it kept going on for a little while, he's like, well, and then it started to hurt a little bit. And I was like, oh, we should stop. And that's when she jammed her hand in my mouth and kept going. And I go, I looked at the guys and I go, wait a minute. I got it. 50 Shades of Trey. That's going to be a new book.
That is great.
And I'm like, that's it. I'm dropping the mic and I'm walking away.
Oh, my God.
But literally, I was like, Trey, what are you doing? He's like,
that has to be the name of the segment.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
gonna
50
say,
Shades of Trey.
Coming up.
And he's going to read... Another fun trick is to put his things in your mouth, which is called teabagging.
We've used that on the show many a time.
I'm going to have to, we got to see if he can come up with, I mean, you're going to have to use.
I don't even know where to,
Right?
I'm going to be afraid to use the... Am I just going to dump the whole show?
No, I don't know. Can you say... I don't think so, Nick. I don't think there's certain things that I'm going to say that you're going to find necessary.
So, can you say...
No. Don't do it, Barry. Don't.
It says if you're... Wow. If they're too big...
We got to get this book out of...
Or you want some variety...
He's driving with it today.
Dude, he's not going to get this book out of his hands right now.
He's not previewing it during the commercials. He's just going with the flow.
I don't care. The skin here is very delicate, so be careful with your teeth and gentle with the movement. If you're feeling very adventurous, you can lick from there to
eternity.
To his butt.
All right, Barry, you got a live sponsorship. Go ahead.
Right? My goodness. Somebody's asking, what's the name of the book and where can they get it? It's called Love and Laughter with Beth, and it's available at Darling Way. And I suggest you get out there and get you one before you go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get one on the way home. You're going to have a very good Valentine's.
I wonder why Dell did the show with her every week.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet money Dell never wore sweatpants. Not one time. Producing Love and Laughter with Beth.
On the bottom side of this desk.
It probably is. How's the room in there? Is it all right? Because I'm sure he produced from there.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
I usually wash my hands after.
By the way, Nick, you're getting killed by Dr. Dre on...
I know. Well, Dr. Dre and Angel Munoz started the little Twitter spat about the Pornhub thing.
And then Dre said, Nick's going to walk around in Fiesta with 2 dozen tamales. It's just not right, man.
I don't know.
I'm into fat Latinas,
not into fat Latinas on Pornhub, all right? There's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. With the sound up on the...
Yeah, in the dark.
Okay. Yeah. In the dark. Yeah, so we're going to do 50 Shades of Trey at some point, because I think he just got
here. When are we going to do that? Because I'm really looking forward to that.
Let's do it after 2:30.
You're like, yeah, you know, like 2:30-ish.
Yeah, because I'll have to go through here and find some passages and then give him some replacement words to use, because you can't say the word for rooster. You can't say that on the air. So we're going to have to, like, Virginia, we're going to have to come up with...
You can't say the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Nope, we're going to have to come up with a word for him to use.
South Carolina?
We want to keep it as easy as possible for Trey not to screw
it up. Good point. Fair point there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We don't want him messing it up.
Call it his NASCAR.
So do we want to have him read from the... It's almost like the sex Bible.
Can't you call it his NASCAR?
Oh, no. I didn't need to see that.
Oh, come on, man.
It's just a page of penises. Hey, Nick, I didn't need to see that.
While you play What Is Love?
What's this? I really wish
I had bad eyesight.
This is from the chapter Respect the Rooster. It is...
Night at the Roxbury, right?
Some
here.
Hang to the right or the left. Others are curved, bent in the middle.
Happy Valentine's Day, Houston. It's the usual suspects.
I can't wait for 2:30. It's going to be great.
Woo! We're going to keep on rolling. You should hop on now before it's too late. We'll be back with a whole lot more.
Nick, do you have any lotion?
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Maybe in the car, I mean.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Playing a fool's game, hoping to win.
Wow. It's just going to be one of those days. We should just... I'm resigned to just admitting it right now.
Killing it today with this list.
I'm not in a competition today, so again.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Who's this?
Too many faces.
Conway Twitty.
What's the name of the group or the person?
Johnny Lee.
Yeah, Johnny Lee.
Same difference.
I know you can't listen to this song without thinking of Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live singing Wookin' Punub. Wookin' Punub.
That too.
That's the only way I remember this song.
It's going to be Nick Saturday night.
Wookin' Punub.
Wookin' Punub. Well, he's two-depping.
So somebody texted the show and said, where can I get the book? And I told him Darling Way. And then somebody said, can you buy it online? And actually, you can.
Amazon or
if
something,
you
right?
go, No, if you go to darlingway.com, Oh, there's a free ebook there as well. But you can also buy Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone.
It's a free ebook, or is it with a purchase?
There's also an ebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an ebook that she's, I guess she's giving away today only. So check it out, darlingway.com.
Nick, don't worry about it. You can just take one of the books home.
And I have already started researching stuff for Trey to read. He has agreed to do it. So this will happen after 2:30 today. I don't know exactly what segment it will occur in, but you're going to want to listen basically all day.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
If I mean, the first two segments should have told you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question.
I didn't know where you were going there either. Jeez.
So I have a Valentine's Day story because my wife is a sneak.
Yeah.
So we talked to each other and we were like, well, you know, I want to get you something for Valentine's. And she's like, well, I want to get you something too. What do you want? And we kind of told each other some ideas. And I was like, well, let's just wait till Saturday. Let's just go shopping together, hang out. We'll spend all day together. We'll have some lunch. We'll go to the mall. We can go wherever your stuff is. We can just make a day of it and spend the day together, because that's what's more important to me. Is let's just spend the day together. And she's like, all right, that sounds great. So I'm thinking, all right, all I have to do is make dinner tonight, because I told her I would boil some steak, mm-hmm. sous vide style, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I just make dinner tonight, and then Valentine's activities will occur this weekend. Well, they're going to occur tonight, but then there'll be other Valentine activities that occur this weekend. So then I wake up this morning, I go into the kitchen, and she has made me what essentially equates to the man version of flowers. She has bought an alcohol. She's bought some alcohol. She bought those individual bottles of Crown and a six-pack of Diet Coke in a bottle, because she knows I drink Diet Coke with Crown. And she's made it all pretty with, like, she's put each individual bottle with a pretty decoration tied to each bottle of Coke. She's got the Crown tied to it and a balloon that says, I love you. I was like, damn it. I thought we had made an agreement that we weren't doing anything until this weekend. So, you know, it's one of those things where I've learned that when a woman tells you, hey, we're not going to get each other anything for Valentine's this year, what that really means is I'm not going to get you anything, but you better get me something.
Yep.
Or if a woman tells you, hey, we're going to wait and do something later, oh, you better have a plan, because she's not going to wait. She's going to see if you actually were going to do it ahead of time, like you were supposed to.
Now, is Nora the kind, too, that you have to have a card?
No, she's not a card person. My family does cards all the time.
Lisa's always like,
they think that big on the card. But she thinks cards are a waste of money.
Okay.
So I don't have to do that. So I was panicking today. I'm like, I don't know what to do, because she's got me this beautiful bouquet of Crown Royal, and I have nothing. So I called our boy Patrick Randall, P. Randizzle. Because, as you guys know, he owns a flower shop. Mm-hmm. Last year, I was out of town, so I had him send Nora flowers. So this year, again, I called him in a panic, and I was like, he's my flower plug now. I was like, dude, I you got to help me. I know you're busy. I know you're packed, but I've got to get Nora flowers before she leaves work, or I'm going to look like a huge a-hole. So he hooked it up, and I know his crew did, too. So shout out to Monica's Touch of Glitz Flowers out in Channelview. That's the flower plug. I was last minute like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. There's no way anybody else is going to be. If you don't plan in advance for that or dinner on Valentine's Day,
you're screwed.
Short of stopping and getting them yourself, which I'm not going to be able to do. So, yeah, P. Randizzle coming through.
Yeah,
and a day one suspect, no less.
No doubt.
But came through in the clutch for me. So Monica's Touch of Glitz Flowers, thank you guys for bailing me out.
And same way for me, but with my boy Ben Shamoulian owns Houston Flowery on Westheimer.
Uh-huh.
Same thing. If I ever forget or get last minute.
Why are you stepping
minute,
on mine? You're
giving,
like, you're
I'm giving love.
On.
No, you
Come
got
on,
yours.
Man.
I'm giving love to mine.
He's, I see.
And my man Ben at Houston Flowery, so, they take care of you. And, like, if you give them a couple of ideas, like, say your wife likes a certain kind of flowers, they'll do the bouquet right there quickly and then still get it
well,
out.
Well, that's what I told him. He goes, well, what does she like? I said, I don't know if she likes lilies. She really likes lilies. So he says, I'll do something, I don't know, some starburst awesome. Lily thing. And he was like, yeah, I'll take care of it. I don't know. I'm bad at that, though, because other than I'll stop, because I'll get flowers for no reason. Do you ever do that for Lisa?
Yeah.
It's the smartest thing you can do, guys. Not really. Pay attention to me. I'm telling you, the smartest thing you can do is in the month of February, outside of the month of February and outside of her birthday month, just pick a random day that you're at the grocery store and buy some flowers and go home. You'll be a hero. And I'll do that on occasion. I'll just buy some lilies because I know she likes them. But I was panicking this morning. I thought for sure, oh, no, she's got me. She's going to one-up me. So he came through in the clutch. So are you guys doing anything special?
No, because she's got her schedule so jacked up. You know, she's got to be in bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So we just save it and we'll do something this weekend.
So she did the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're totally going home with something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Smart man. Because if you go home empty-handed and you say y'all are waiting to the weekend.
Oh, I've learned.
You're going
to
be in trouble.
Or the mistake is, oh, we don't have to do anything for Valentine's Day this year, but I sure would like that new BMW. Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, so I better get a card.
All Nora wants is a fuzzy blanket. And you got to get a BMW?
I asked you today. I was like, did you get that blanket?
Huh?
I asked you right when you walked in. Did you get that blanket?
I'm going this weekend. I'm going to take her. And she wants, it's at Target, no less. Tell me my wife is not like, it's just, it's a $30 blanket at Target. It doesn't get any better than that. I'm like, I hit the wife jackpot. She doesn't want diamonds. She doesn't want anything. She doesn't want a BMW. She wants a $30 fuzzy blanket because she gets cold at night.
Target.
And at Target. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best.
And you don't have the dog anymore that's going to use it. So you're in great
shape.
It's going
to hump it. Yeah. It'll just be me.
Yeah.
I'm going to hump that blanket.
With your book.
With my book.
Love and Laughter.
Yeah. And it says it's okay if you do that, I guess. I'm guessing.
You believe that? Okay.
No, not at
all.
How
fuzzy is that blanket? Just saying. Hope it's wide. It's stain proof.
Oh, my goodness.
Nick, you got any plans tonight?
No, sir. You asked me that yesterday.
Okay. Just thought things may have changed. Said you went out drinking last night. You never know.
It wasn't a success, bro.
Oh, okay.
You went out drinking last night?
Yeah, heavily. It was Fat Tuesday. I had no idea. I was like, all right, Fat Tuesday, that's an excuse to get hammered.
It sounds like right down your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesday.
See, so
Fat
Tuesday. You saw me laughing.
Yes,
you saw me
it.
Laughing, but yep. I didn't say anything.
It's all good.
I just want to point out who okay. took the shot.
Go ahead and dip me out of it. It was easy.
I totally was thinking about it, though. I was like, oh, Fat Tuesday. You just got confused and thought, oh, this ladies' night. Little did you know that meant Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday.
Once I shot the first shot, Barry came back with a bazooka.
Because it's like, and so Nick's like, oh, so it's Tuesday. Okay. My bad. I didn't want to take those, and then he said it, and it's I was all like, good. All right, I'll do it's mine too, good. Fine. So you went out last night. Where'd you go?
Just one of the bars in town, Town Square.
You want to give them the love?
Well, Baker Street. They don't need enough. They got plenty of business.
I know.
Town Square's good action, right?
Yeah, although I kind of yelled at one of the other bartenders at the other bar.
That'll set you off on the wrong foot.
Why did you yell at her?
The service sucks, dude. I'm really picky about that, dude. And if I go up to a bar and it takes longer than 5 minutes to get my drink, I get pissy, bro.
That's where you know you're at the right place. It's packed.
No.
It's busy.
No, that's a negative.
No?
No, if you're super busy.
Get another bartender?
Well, if you're super busy to the point, I can understand that, but they weren't incredibly busy to the point where they could have.
So it wasn't too deep at the bar where you were behind somebody else but had to hold your money over their head?
I know exactly how to do it. You approach the bar, you make eye contact with as many bartenders as you can.
And you
to
yell,
let them know you want to order a drink.
What I've always learned works the best because they like it is when you yell, hey, toots.
No.
If you do that.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Jeez. If you just yell, hey, toots, they're going to whip their head around so fast.
And don't
notice
mispronounce
you.
That after a few drinks because it gets better.
I was
better.
Dating this chick and I called her, hey, sweetie. And then my ex was livid when I called the bartender sweetie.
Yeah.
But I've never said toots.
Here's what you do. You go, hey, toots. And then she turns around real fast. And what you do is as soon as she turns around, you turn around and look at the guy right over your shoulder and go, dude.
I should do that to intern Trey.
And then she's going to help you because now you look like you're on her side. Huh?
This look is what we should use intern Trey for.
Yeah, to try these out.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it was him. Hey, toots. Not that there's anything wrong
He'll
with
just
that.
Admit to it. He'll just admit to it.
He would. I said it. Yeah, you're right.
Hey,
I
toots. Inappropriate. Hey, toots. Could you bite me in the neck, but not too hard? Because then when I say stop, you're going to put your hand in my mouth and it doesn't taste good.
Yeah. Did you wash that first? That would be him during sex. Did you wash your hands?
Oh, and by the way, speaking of Trey, it's his day, too, because his favorite group of all time is...
Oasis?
My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, I thought it was Oasis.
No, second.
Is it?
Oasis is a great band. It's second. My Bloody Valentine is the best band ever.
We'll have to ask him about that, because I probably...
With chocolates.
I'm pretty sure it was Oasis.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Really?
Yes.
You're into your Trey Trivia. You're that. Yeah, you're
Trey
that confident.
Trivia. I am on it. Yep.
Okay.
Oasis is second, only to My Bloody Valentine.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that, but that's good to know. Who is this? Do you know? Do you remember?
I should.
Let it marinate for a minute. Go ahead. You ready for the fast
ready for the world?
To start? Yes.
Thank you.
Ready for the world. Look at you, Thank Joseph. You. I'm so proud of you. By the way, that video you did yesterday was really good.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Check it out on Sports Map as we did a little video on Hot Take on the Rockets' new additions. One is in the fold. The other one's still not yet, Nick. We're still waiting on the Big Johnson to sign.
On the Armadillo Cowboy.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
By the way.
Where is he at?
Craig Ackerman started it when he was with the Hawks.
Uh-huh.
And I had to use it almost every time. I know it's shocking to you.
What?
But Craig would always refer to Joe Johnson when he was with the Hawks as the Big Johnson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He would always work into the fact that the Rockets were rolling until they ran into the Big Johnson. And
he's pretty good at working those in.
Yeah.
He's not bad at that.
Now, what you couldn't see back in the day was after he used one, he would look over at me with a
giggle
and do the wink. A little wink and a gotcha.
Oh, nice.
Evidently, he and Bull said something on the air last night, and I just sent it to him going, hey, listeners are asking about this. He's like, I cannot confirm nor deny. So they were having some fun last night, too. Yeah, so we'll talk a little Rockets. Tyler, we see you. We'll get you after the break. Talk a little about a Valentine's Day. And, of course, we'll find the darling way with 50 Shades of Trey. That's coming up at 2:30. So don't go anywhere-ish. As we continue to roll on a Valentine's Day and a Way Back Wednesday, back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Never really mattered too much to me
that you. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects on a Valentine's Day. And boy, we've made it special for you already. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on Feb 14. Tyler has been waiting patiently. He wants to get in here on Valentine's Day. Tyler, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Long time no talk. How are y'all?
Yeah, man. What's up?
All good, man. How are you?
Another day in paradise, man. Yeah, I was calling. I'm normally single on Valentine's Day. Had a girlfriend going on a year now, and I haven't really had to deal with it. I sell cars, so I'm always busy. My boss told me on Monday that we do not have today off, which I normally have off. So I made some last minute plans. Hey, is it okay if we do Valentine's Day Thursday? She's a teacher, so she said, yeah, it's fine, whatever works. Ended up crashing at her place last night. I left her present all the way in Kingwood at my house. She lives downtown. So I woke up, and I could already tell, since there wasn't a present, she wasn't in the best of mood. She didn't say anything yet. She said everything was fine. But I pulled it out, and I ended up meeting her.
The present?
The present. Yeah, I was going to say, whoa.
The present?
Oh, no. I salvaged my Valentine's Day, and I ended up driving all the way to Clear Lake and dropping some flowers off.
Nice.
In her classroom with some cupcakes for her kids.
You're a smart man.
Oh, well
good
done.
For you.
But that could have ended very terribly.
Yes, it
I
could
honestly
have.
Didn't. I mean, I wasn't thinking of it, you know. I mean, been a single guy for a long time, you know. So, but I just wanted to put my two cents in, man. I don't think it's ever a good idea to listen to the don't get me anything or no, that's fine or I don't like Valentine's Day.
Don't fall
it's
for
a crap,
it.
Crap, don't do it.
Damn right. Thank you, Tyler.
All right, guys, y'all take it easy.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Tyler. I was going to say, I thought he was going to salvage it by pulling it out and then just put a bow or a string around it and say, hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day.
That was hilarious when he said that.
Yeah, Nick and I both looked at each other like, hey-o!
Right? Nick's running to the dump button. Jason Butler tweeted to me, he said, I bought flowers not on Valentine's Day, like I was advising.
Yes.
He said, my crazy ex thought I was cheating on her. Sometimes it's not a good idea. Well, yeah, if you're dating or married to a psycho.
Oh.
Don't or if do that.
Cheated in the
you
past.
Use that and word she's, too.
What, psycho?
Ooh. Yeah, that one doesn't.
If you buy
well
a
women.
Woman flowers and then she thinks, "Oh, what is this for? Are you cheating on me?" Run. She's psycho.
Okay.
Get out now. That woman is bat bleep crazy, and you should run.
Get out.
Yes.
Like Poltergeist?
Yes. That's crazy. I hope you left her right then. I would have snatched the flowers out of her hand and be like, you know what? Forget it and left.
I need to know what kind of cars Tyler sells, because after what my wife wants for Valentine's Day, I might need to talk to him.
I think he works at a Nissan dealership.
Is that right?
I want to say. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Get her a
tweet me, Tyler.
It's not a Tundra.
Okay, let's get her a Tundra. That's a good look.
No, Pathfinder.
Babe, I need your car. I need to move some gravel. That's a good look.
Just get her a big old truck.
No.
No?
Not going to happen.
You don't think women in trucks are sexy?
I think we're popular enough now that you would think car dealers want to give us some cars to drive.
No. I don't think we're that popular.
We want to be Lance Zerline.
I don't think we're that popular yet.
Charlie Polillo got himself a Kia, I think.
I'm surprised he didn't get a Mini.
I think that was by request, too, by the way. I think he requested that.
Like a smart car? He probably should have got a smart car.
Yes, I'm going to. We're both going to hell.
That thing is so small.
But that's an SUV for Charlie, right?
Huh?
That's an SUV for Charlie, right?
He still has to scoot the seat all the way up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's so wrong. We're going to hell. I love you, Polillo. I'm sorry.
He, by the way,
yeah,
because he did this weird, very out there, like, trivia where every answer ended up becoming a word in candy, chocolates, flowers, and happy Valentine's
Day.
Yeah. And he made Joe George guess, which was just a complete fail. And on top of it, he killed the movie Uncle Buck.
I remember. I mean, I think I saw it once.
Big fan of Uncle Buck.
Was Uncle Buck the one where they went to the beach and it was John Candy? They were at
John
the
Candy,
beach
no,
and
that
he
was
kept screwing it up.
No, that's a different one. He did the where he goes to see the kid. He's house sitting for a family. And then he goes in because the kid's having trouble at school. And he gets the principal and she's got a big mole or on her chin. And he kind of misspeaks and flips a quarter onto the desk and go, here's a quarter. Go downtown and have a rat lance that thing off your face.
No.
Some great one-liners in that movie.
I can't say I remember seeing it.
Oh,
it's unfortunate. Okay. Well, I guess do I have to put that on my list of things to watch?
Yes.
Okay.
Check out. Yeah, don't look at Captain Jack, I think you're thinking of.
Was that Captain Jack?
I think so. But definitely check out Uncle Buck.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I'll
a good, very funny movie. I'm a big fan of that. Barry, by the way, Tyler already gave us a shout out. My manager's a listener. Want to work up a sponsorship, man? Come get your Pathfinder Barry.
Nice!
How we doing, Tyler? Let's go! Official sponsor, The Usual Suspects. We're both in. Let's do this. Nick, if we got room for you, we'll find you.
I'm on my way right now.
No, you can't be leaving me out.
Bye, guys.
No, I'll put you in there.
I'll see y'all later. You got this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm out.
50 Shades of Barry's on the road. He's got his berries all worked up right now. By the way, the Rockets did win last night.
They did.
They did what you and I both said they would do.
Win?
Win, yeah. Did it again where it's crazy with this team, but it seems like, look, they're not losing games. They're hanging. They're in every game anyway. But when they flip that switch, you don't know when they're going to do it. But it was the start of the fourth quarter last night. And oh, by the way, get the milk carton with Ryan Anderson's picture.
Wow.
Because he finally was found and showed up in a big way. But they went from like a single digit tight game to boom, 16 points up just like that. Anderson had four threes in the fourth quarter.
When he hit that three to make it 101-91, he put them up by 10. And that's when it was like, all right, it's over now. They're not coming back from that. But he had hit a couple in a row. He made that when it was a heat check, I believe. And you can see him running down the court, and he does the thing that drives you nuts where he points to Jesus and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's running down the court, and you can see him go, well, all right. Like, he almost, like, exasperated, like, where has this been? And I was happy for him, man, because I tell you what, if the Rockets have a Ryan Anderson that can make 35, 40% of his three-point shots, they're already deadly. Good luck. If Ryan Anderson is hot going into the playoffs – and Eric Gordon finds his shot, which I think will happen.
I'll let everybody know now that's not going to happen.
I'm with Nick. Consistently, it's not going to happen.
Boy, I tell you what, though.
I believe in Eric Gordon. I do not believe in consistent Ryan Anderson.
Okay. I'm just saying. I didn't say he would.
Right. And I'm not disagreeing with you either. Right. You're saying if he would.
If he's hitting at a
clip. It's going to be a dangerous team.
Almost 40% and Eric Gordon finds his shot, which I believe he will.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Plus
plus
you got a Big Johnson stashed on the bench in case you need it.
He was dying to say that. Probably for like
I two, God, I hope two they don't sign segments. Him so I don't have to listen to that the rest of the season.
I hope we kind of do sign him now.
Are you just going to see me aggravated? You guys are jerks. Yeah, man. It was an impressive game.
It really was.
That's a good basketball team up there in Minnesota.
And I keep saying this, and I'll say it again because they play them coming out of the All-Star break. But I understand Tom Thibodeau is a above average coach. But I also understand that Tom Thibodeau is a control freak, and he's one of those guys that has to run his plays, his system. That's a team right there that would be so much better off if you just took the reins off and said, run. Just go. Jamal Crawford is a trained assassin. That guy is so good, and he's still that good. Someone said it, I think, last night. 10 years later, he hasn't changed a bit, hasn't aged a bit, and can still do everything he did in the 10 years ago. He's that good. You've got a guy like Wiggins who seems to get lost. God, he struggled. He was 0 for 12 last night at one point. But there's a guy, max contract hurts too. But, I mean, look, athletic as hell, capable of doing it on any given night, at any given time. Jimmy Butler. You got a guy like Carl Anthony Towns who can shoot threes as a big man and get up and down the floor. I just think that that's a miscoached team. And as good as they are at the four seed, I think you let that team go and play fast up and down the floor. I think they can play with anybody.
So you're not a fan of what Thibodeau is doing?
Not there, no.
Wow.
I really am
not.
That
kind of surprises me because I think he's a damn good basketball
coach.
And
that's like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Tibbs. He's a great dude. He's a great coach. I think defensively he's outstanding. But offensively I think he's not doing his team any justice by running too much of a system. I think that's a team that's better suited to just kind of throw it out there and let them go. And you can run some kind of system.
And we'll talk more because I have thoughts on Carl Anthony Towns and his elbows.
Okay. Oh, boy. He threw a couple last night, too.
I didn't realize he was a cheap shot artist. But that's what it looked like last night. But we can discuss on the other side.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, because, look, I mean, the bottom line is that team has got too much talent to be kind of wavering a little bit every now and then. I think that team could be better than San Antonio. I think that team should be the three seed and trying to... Do you realize they're 3-0 against the Warriors this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's saying something, too. That's a matchup that Golden State doesn't want to see come playoff time either, but just throwing that out there. Right now, what I want to do throughout to you as well is our good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac, I've told you, I'm a firm believer in Gallery Furniture. I get all my furniture from Gallery Furniture. I don't get deals and discounts. I do it because it's quality furniture at a fair price, delivered the same day, and the customer service is just amazing. They have three locations in the Houston area. It's Grand Parkway between Sugar Land and Katy. It's the Galleria location on Post Oak, and it's the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Our man Brandon here at the station went there recently, thought he'd just check him out. He had been doing some research on some furniture. Everywhere else he went, he was going to be back ordered on the furniture for a couple of weeks to up to a month. He knew that the prices were competitive. He went to Gallery. Not only did Gallery beat all the prices that he researched, they delivered the same day. They moved some other furniture out of the way, and they asked if there's anything else he needed done before they left. That's the way they do business. Gallery Furniture takes care of its customers because they're a mainstay in Houston just like you are. And if you want to make sure that you have a safe place to go where they're going to take care of you each and every time, no matter what you need, it's Gallery Furniture. Max says it, and they live up to it. It's not just a marketing slogan. It's a way of life. You buy today, you get it tonight. There are no backorder slips, and Gallery really will save you money. It's just the way they believe in doing business. That's why you should stop in and see them at one of the three locations. The Astros promotion is going on again, so if you buy $3,000 or more with a bedroom furniture and the Astros win it all again, you get it all free at the end of the year. You get a refund. That's the way it goes. He does those kind of things. You buy $4,000 worth of furniture right now, you get 36% back in free accessories. It's just the way they do it. They're looking for deals for you, but at the same time, they want you to be a repeat customer. That's the way they do business. Check them out. Gallery really will save you money.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.